Hi.
Welcome back to another episode of Another Spooky Podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in, and this episode is such an exciting episode. I am
Yes.
beyond happy right now.
So excited for this episode.
Yes. So again, my name is Karina Reyes, and
My name is Irma Cornejo.
this is Another Spooky Podcast.
Yay, back at it again.
So yeah, guys, welcome back to another episode. And this episode, guys, we have someone else who happened to just, wander into our lives and able to be in this podcast today.
I
And no, it's not
know.
a ghost and it's not La Llorona.
I swear, last time we played y'all, but it's not.
Yeah,
We got a
but this
real guest
time
this time.
we actually got a real guest this time.
We got friends, we swear.
Yeah, it's
oh,
not just
God.
ghosts,
just
guys.
one, but it's fine.
Honor.
But yes, we have. Okay, so we have a very special guest. If you guys have not noticed by the excitement in my voice, and this is my friend, my dear friend. I've known her since forever, which we were like talking about it like earlier right now, that we actually go way further than we thought in like
yeah.
high school, middle school. So it's my dear friend Elizabeth Chavez, which I call her Liz, but welcome, Liz. I am so excited for you to be here with us.
No, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad you guys invited me. I totally support your guys' podcast. I always tell my friends from, we're studying abroad. I'm from Udaje. Like, I tell them, like, hey, guys, like, there's a podcast that my friends are running. Please tune in. And they're like, okay, this helps me practice my English. So I have friends who do listen to your guys' podcast and stuff like that. So they're very open and kind.
Girl, okay, so I know I reached out to you because Liz does have a business, by the way. So I reached out to her. It was kind of like I was thinking about you for some odd, not that it's like an odd reason, but like I was thinking about you because I know that you kind of do like tarot readings and stuff like that, right? And so this was like a while ago, probably like months, and I was like, oh man, like I really want to get my cards read because I only got it once, and I was like, man, like I really want to get it read. And I remember just like you happened to advertise your page or like your business, and I was like, dude, this is a sign, like I have to get it, like I have to kind of get my cards read maybe, so I reached out to you, and I was a little shy because
yeah, I remember you were like, do you remember me? I was like, yes, I do. How can I I have a really good memory. Like, I'm just like, yes, what's up? Like, how are you?
I was like, Liz, you remember me? And it was so funny. So I was like, oh, hopefully she remembers me.
Yeah, no, I totally did remember you. Like, I remember you were very nervous and shy. And like, I remember very well from high school, you were a little bit introverted. So I was like, okay, how do I not come off like a golden retriever? Like, let me not like scare her. Like, hey, like, I'm always excited to talk to people. And when you told me, like, I need a reading, I was like, girl, I am
I
your girl,
so
I'm your man.
Shy. I don't know why I thought this was going to reject me, but she's, like, the opposite. She's super welcoming and warm and, like, energetic, and just being, like, just shy. And I was like, maybe she's not going to say, like, yes to me.
My clients, I'm always telling them, like, hey, guys, like, if you guys have, like, for example, I have another client's name. And she's such a sweetheart. And now she's starting to do tarot reading. And I told her, hey, if you have any questions or any doubts, please reach out to me. And I even promoted her, her business. Well, not her, but she's going to start a business soon. But I promoted her like, hey, she wants to practice. And people are like, oh, my God, like, that doesn't piss you off. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Because I believe, there's a Spanish proverb that el sol salió para todos. O sea, this isn't just for me. It's for, like, everybody. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it's for everybody. Like, if anyone out there who does have like a tarot reading, business and they want me to promote it, I have no problem with promoting it. I'm not that type of person who is like, no, only me. No. Yeah. Like, the more people go into this spirituality, the more happy that I get, because I'm so happy that we're going into the age of Aquarius.
And you know what? I was like really like thinking back, right, to like high school and stuff. Because Liz and I, we went through high school together and a little bit of middle school. I just found out right now. I have bad memory, guys, but Liz has an awesome memory.
Thank God. They didn't do a Bucky Barnes experiment on me. I wasn't controlled by Hydra.
Yeah, and so we were like talking about like, you know, high school and middle school and all that crazy stuff. And I was like remembering that she was really into these things, like tarot cards. I remember hearing her little her stories whenever she would talk about it. And I remember, I think since you would hang out with your friends and I would see that you guys would play like the Ouija board, right? Or kind of do stuff like that. And I was like, oh my God, that is like, that's super cool. Like, I wish I had like the balls to do something like
that. Yeah, honestly.
And so like, that kind of takes me back to like, Liz, like, so you've been doing this for like, what I'm assuming a very long time.
Yes, it's actually a familiar tradition. It's family. My mom has been doing tarot card readings. My grandmother was a tarot card reader. My great aunt was a tarot card reader. If you go back into my history, I actually have it. Most people don't know this, but my family comes from France. One part of it comes from France, from the city of Gaillard. And it's a small little town. And if you look for her, you can. Her name is Claudia Gaillard. And she was burned at the stake for turning into a werewolf at night.
Oh, that's badass. But no, not like the burning at the stake, but her turning into a werewolf. No.
She would like turn into a werewolf, to be exact. So I have a long history. From my mom's side, I have witches. And then from my dad's side, I have, you know, even though they don't confirm it, they like to keep it to a secret. But they are originally from Nigeria. They're from the west, like where the ocean is, where the west is. So they're from this place called Yoruba land. And Yoruba is a type of religion and a type of tribe that comes from, it used to be called Oyo. That's what it used to be called, but they've changed the name and everything due to, you know, politics and stuff like that. So it just, you know, that place, that's where actually originally, as we can call it, voodoo comes from. Because as we know, voodoo, everyone thinks like it's, and it's not bad. Voodoo is from Louisiana, and hoodoo is from Haiti. But that's because of the Atlantic slave trade. For example, Santeria is also a form of voodoo and hoodoo, and it comes from Africa. But they've changed names. So Santeria, not Santeria like in the Santa Muerte, but Santeria in the sense of different types of gods and stuff. So they focus on the original gods from Yoruba land, which are called Orishas. So there are seven different types of Orishas. There are, I wouldn't call them saints. They're spirits, they're gods. But there were humans at one point, like millions of years ago. And they took those gods during the Atlantic slave trade, and it got to Cuba, and it got to the Americas, and then it got to, you know, like different parts of the world. So a lot of people, there's different like subtypes. Like there's paleros, there's ateros, there's voodoos, hoodoos. You know, there's different types of people who do this type of craft. So I have that background with my dad, that background with mom, so you mix it up.
so you were born gifted, right?
Yes, I was born, everyone is born gifted. This is the thing, the philosophy that I like to follow. All women are born gifted because we are like Mother Nature. And what is it that Mother Nature does? She brings life on earth. And what do women do? We bring life on earth, and we have water within ourselves. You know, we come from dirt and we come from plants. Mm-hmm. So everyone is born gifted. All women can tap into witchcraft. All women can tap into tarot card reading. This isn't like, oh, if you're born with it, only you can do it. Right. No, I understand there's close practices, which is hoodoo and voodoo, paleros, santeros, and Yoruba land. Of course, it's a close practice. You're not initiated into it. And especially if you don't know what you're doing. Because a lot of people just think it's a game, and it's not. It's a lifestyle. You know what I mean?
For sure. I have a question for you. So I guess it's cool that you know, like, your lineage and, like, what connects you to that side, and knowing where your history and how you became to realize that, you know, you're good at practicing that and you have that in you. But how do you feel about people on TikTok, you know, sharing these stuff or saying like, oh, you're a witch because, or you come from a lineage of witches because you have a certain birthmark or something like that? Because I always joke around that I say I came from witches because I got a birthmark right here, because that's what TikTok told me. But, you know, obviously I don't think I am. I just like to joke about it.
Yeah.
The thing is, okay, I'm so glad you asked that question, because it's finally... It's not that I'm against witch TikTok, but I am against witch TikTok. They misinform people. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and it's not because, okay, yes, birthmarks and stuff, but people have to realize that a lot of people got murdered because of a specific type of hair color, redheads, or a specific type of birthmark. That's why they got killed. And it's like, guys, that's not an indicator. And I'm not saying, like, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I'm an indicator of Aztec because I have a certain type of, I don't know, hair. Like, that doesn't mean that I'm Aztec. You know what, I'm trying to say? Like, that's not what it means. So sometimes I'm glad that they do spill out information. And there's sometimes where I'm like, no, you have to be fucking with me. Like, you did not just say that. Like, no, you did not. Like, there was this one time, this girl, she posted a video of, I'm cleansing your vibrations with this instrument. I'm in medical school. It's a fucking tuning fork. I was like, why are you using a medical tool to clean out your vibes? That is not what it is for. A tuning fork is to see if you have hearing problems or disorientation. So, no, I knew she was full of shit. And I'm like, oh, my God, now everyone's going to go out and buy a fucking tuning fork, and they think they're cleansing the area. And that's not what the fuck it's for. So it's frustrating to see that they're misinforming. But then now that's up to you if they want to do their research. Because I can go ahead and go along with TikTok sets.
Right. I also, since we're on that topic, I heard about, like, I guess, like, the excluding part, right, where from TikTok and stuff like that, where people say to do like private practices and all that stuff, like, you need to be come from like indigenous, like, a background to do stuff like that, like, not just anyone can do that. Is that true?
Yes, I can speak for African heritage, even though I do have indigenous blood in me. I sadly haven't opened up to that yet, because again, my dad's side of the family, they're very secretive. And I know who my grandfather was until last year. Mm-hmm. It's very secretive. So they don't open up. They're very hush-hush. They wouldn't even tell me that my grandmother was a slave. They didn't want to tell me. They were very hush-hush. I knew I was Black, but they didn't want to tell me the history. You know, so until last year, I spoke to my aunt. She was like, well, look, we're indigenous. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, we're Native American, but from Chile. And I was like, what? Like, why am I barely finding this out? Like, what the hell? Like, you guys, you know, so with that, I can't speak for indigenous people. For Africans, I can. So the thing is, when it comes, for example, we were just talking about, if you are not initiated for what it is, for example, I don't know if you guys can see in the back, but I have a candle on and I have a little statue. I don't know if you guys can see it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So for example, I do my God, or the saint that I work with, the person that I work with, is Papalekba. He's known like that in hoodoo and voodoo. And Yoruba and Nigeria, he's known as Esu or Elegua. And he is the cross. He is the, you know, per se, the god of crossroads. He opens the doors and he's a messenger. So he's kind of, in Greek mythology, you can connect him to Hermes.
Okay.
He's the messenger. So that is a close practice. If you don't go to what it is, a Babalao, Babalao means a priest in Nigerian. And if you don't go to a priest and they don't tell you that, yes, you do belong to this, you can really end up getting hurt. And you can end up affecting people. You know what I mean? Of course, it's a close practice. And they do accept other races. They're not racist, because I don't know if you guys know. I'm sure you guys know. You guys have seen Familia Peluche, Eugenio Derbez, and, you know, for example, he went to Africa. Yeah, he went to Africa during that World Cup, 2010. And I don't know if you guys ever saw the interview, but regresó, he came back with some beads on his neck and some weird bracelets. He got initiated to a specific tribe. I don't know who his head orisha, I don't know who they crowned him with, but that's why he's making a lot of money now, because he donates to that tribe. He got initiated into it, you know what I mean? And he went back to the motherland. Because in reality, we're all African at the end of the day, because we all know that's where humanity started.
Yeah.
In reality. Pantera. You know what I mean? So it's like, we go back to it. So it's like, I can say that I welcome everybody, but I can't at the same time, because if you don't go with a babalao, I don't know if you're going to get hurt or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just anybody, you know?
So what you're saying, Liz, if I want some money, I gotta go to
Africa.
So where do we go again? Yes. No part.
I know.
I
heard money and I was like, whoa.
Well, you know, no, but because if you are connected to those gods, mm-hmm. they really do help. But of course, there's a price for everything. You have to donate to that tribe that helped. Wow. You have to donate, you know, you have to donate.
Is that like like the equivalent of like selling your soul to the devil?
No.
Type of thing? No?
No.
No. So, okay, that's something completely different.
No. And it's not even that. A lot of people like to say voodoo and hoodoo is the devil's magic. It is not. The reason why they do that, it's because they wanted Africans to convert into Catholicism.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it is. I know we're getting into an interesting racial topic, and it's like, whoa, witchcraft with, you know, racism, how does that work?
Right. It's all connected.
It is all connected, you know? So mm-hmm. they try to make it seem, sell your soul and this and that. Like, for example, there's this blues musician that I can't think of the name right now.
Who said the one with that song?
Yes.
That he sold his soul and, like, the devil played that song, and it became, like, the best song.
He didn't sell his soul to the devil. Who he spoke to was my fate, my god, or my, you know, one of my gods, which is mm-hmm. Abalegba Esu. Oh. He told him, help me, and I will pay you, in the sense of what, for example, what Abalegba likes is coins, rums, cigarettes, candy, palm oil. So I feed him things.
Badass.
In Cuba, they feed him blood. In Cuba, they feed him blood because there's no palm oil.
Mm-hmm.
But because I am, you know, studying abroad, I'm in Mexico, I buy him palm oil and I feed him palm oil. And every, you know, mm-hmm. Monday I turn on his velita, and, you know, and stuff like that.
So mm-hmm. like, okay, since we're talking about, like, you know, that topic as well, how do you pick, like, your guides, like your gods? Like, you know,
they come to me. I allow them to come to me.
Oh, wow.
I don't accidentally open up a door that I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. And how do they come to you?
Right. Like, how was that experience?
So with Babalegba, it's very interesting, because I told my babalao this. Babalao Shango, that's one of the Odishas. So he got crowned with an Odisha named Shango. Shango is the god of thunder, which can be, I guess, correlated with Zeus. But that's not mm-hmm. him at all. That's not his characteristics. So Babalao Shango, he asked me, you know, I can't see who your head orisha is because I need to do a cleansing on you and stuff. I'm like, that's fine, you know, I'll pay for it. Like, I want to do this the proper way. Even though I have access to it because of my African lineage, I want to do it the right way. I don't want to offend anybody, and neither don't want to make my ancestors mad, you know? So mm-hmm. the way that what happened is, and Isabel can confirm, my best friend. I love, you guys have been to Target, the one you're
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have seen that park. And you guys have seen where the train tracks
yes.
and
there's
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hang out there in high school. I was such an emo kid, but I used to hang out there.
I love that. All three of us.
Like, one of my posts on Instagram is, I came to visit some ghoul friends. You know, like, I have my spot. Isabel and I were hanging out, and all of a sudden it started getting dark, obviously. So I told her, you know what, we need to go and we need to leave because we're going to close the cemetery soon. So when that happened, we walked out and it is dark. It's like December. So it's like, you know, mm-hmm. like creepy and stuff. And I remember that we were walking out and we passed the train tracks, and all of a sudden this handsome young, you know, black man walks up to us, and he turns to Isabel and he says, do you know what time it is? I look at him and I see that he has a watch, and I'm like, this man's dead. Why would he ask me what time it is if he has a watch? I'm like, to me, that indicated that he was dead. And I remember Isabel told him, it's 9 something. It was pretty late. It was 9 o'clock. This man turned to look at me, And he said, don't you think it's time for you to go home? I think it's late. I think you should go home. And I was like, okay, I'll go home. Yeah, I was like, okay.
I'll go home too.
Yeah, I'll go home. All right, I'll go home. No. I was like, don't even trip. He's like, I'm home. Yeah. So I told him, thank you. I hope you have a good night. And we don't take more than 10 steps. We turn around. He's not there anymore.
Oh my gosh.
He's like not there at all. So I thought, you know, it's my dad. It's, you know, it's my, one of my ancestors. But when I talked to Babalao Shango, he told me it's actually Esu. It was Esu manifesting himself. I dreamt about Baba Legba when I was 23. And he came to me as an old man in my dream. And he's like, I'd really like to work with you. I want you to look me up. My name is Baba Elegua. And I was like, I have never heard of that. So I looked it up and it was him. And I was like, okay. So I started working with him. I have his altar. So when I talked to Baba Shango, he's like, yeah, you can work with him. It's not a problem. I was like, oh, thank God. Like, it wasn't an impersonator. Because that's the thing, is that demons can impersonate spirits sometimes. Uh-huh. That's why you need to be careful what you're doing. Because if you work accidentally with a demon, oh, man, it's going to go south.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be very careful. I do work with the demon. I actually work with Lilith. I don't know if you guys have heard of her.
Yes. The mother of all demons.
Yes.
Is that who she is?
Yes, she is the original wife of Adam.
Yeah, that's
I work with her. Yeah, she's really nice. She's kind. I also pay, you know, I give her candles and stuff like that. So I work. So I usually dream of them, and then they come to me. I don't go to them. Oh, I like it when they come to me. Okay. So I know that it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you remember, like, your earliest, like, experience where you were like, okay, I'm gifted, or, you know, I share this from, like, it's been passed down to me from, like, my ancestors or, like, family, where you can be like, okay, well, this is where I started to embrace it. Like, at what age would that be? Or, like, your earliest experiences with that?
My memory or what my mom has told me?
Whichever.
Both.
Okay, so the first one, my mom. Told me that when I was 2 years old, I don't remember. Uh-huh. She said that I would point to a corner. And again, we never went to church. I would point to a corner and I said, Mamá, mira, es la Virgen, es José y el bebé, Jesús. Se tienen que hincar y tienen que comenzar a rezar. Like, you just have to kneel down and start praying. It's the Virgin Mary, the baby, and Joseph. And my mom would be like, nothing's there, honey. And she'd be like, and I'd be like, no, he's there. And I would start crying and I would start praying. And my mom was like, what? Oh, fuck. Like, my mom was really freaked out. And the earliest memory that I have was when I was 4. My toys. I have a train toy that used to put, like, fake peanuts into it. I remember this train toy. And I used to have this muñequita that she would sing about her shoelaces. And I played with them so much that I fucked up the batteries. So my mom took out the batteries first off the train. And one night the train started chewing by itself, like, all night, like, it started moving on its own. And then mi muñequita, she would sing by herself. So my mom placed her on top inside of the closet, pushed her all the way back, and one night she started singing. And my mom got a chair, climbed up, and there was no batteries on this doll. Like, there's no way that it could have turned on. So a week later is when they didn't tell me, my family never told me, but a week later, my uncle passes away in his sleep. So my toys were all telling me, hey, someone's going to pass away.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. Okay.
Yeah. So that's, I can remember as a child, I've had, like, weird experiences. Like, I remember, have you guys heard La Santa Sabina?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. Okay. She's from Oaxaca. She's indigenous. She was a psychic. Oh, girl, look her up. She's amazing. So she's indigenous, and she was an amazing woman. She used to read the future to, for example, John Lennon. She told John Lennon that he was going to get shot. Like, this woman would use psychedelics. That's actually why it became popular. She used psychedelics to get vision. Yeah. So she, well known in Oaxaca. And her niece, Perla, owned a botanica in Los Angeles at DTLA. So every weekend, my mom would work with, not La Santa de Sabina, with the Santa Sabina's descendant, Perla. And I would go with my mom. And I was around that always. So I would be around the smell of incense, the smell of spray, jabones, crystals. Like, I knew what was this, I knew what was that. And my mom didn't teach me any of it. My mom was like, damn. Yeah, it took a while for my mom to accept that this was my path. She had no other choice to accept it when I was 7 to 8 years old, because I played the Ouija board at that age.
Oh my gosh. And
that's
young.
My face. I'm like,
oh no. Yeah. I unlocked a door that I shouldn't have. And I started seeing really weird stuff. And I finally told my mom, I can't do this anymore. Why am I seeing these things? And she's like, look, honey, I have to tell you the truth. I'm like, what? She's like, I'm a psychic. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'm a psychic. I do tarot. You come from a line of witches. And I'm like, no, like, you have to be messing with me. She's like, no. I'm like, it's serious. I was like, what? I was like, so what do I do now? And she's like, well, you open the door, you figure it out. And I was like, so you're not going to teach me? She's like, no one taught me. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop you off at Barnes and Nobles and just read from the books there. So I would spend every weekend from the time that it opened to time that it closed, I would read books for hours. Went up from the age of 8 to the age that I'm now, which is 24.
Dang, so I'm, wow.
Yeah.
So you were just like called for it. You're like, I feel it. I know this is it. Like, there's no.
Yeah, I never doubted. Nope. I didn't second guess it.
With talking about like psychics, right? Since your mom is a psychic, and what do you categorize yourself?
I don't know, to be honest, because I do really weird shit. to a point where even my mom is like, I don't know how to help you. You're gonna have to talk to, which is why blah blah blah. So I don't know what I am at this point. Michelle likes to call me a decomposer because psychics feed off of the living. Now, I'm not talking about blood. I'm not talking about like vampires. Like, I'm talking about like energy, because we're all energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like feeding off the living. There was a teacher that I used to have, and I don't speak to her anymore due to drama, typical drama. And she used to feed off of strippers. She would feed off of their energy, and she would feel fine after that, and she would carry out doing tarot reading. So I don't like to do that. I actually feed myself, or I like to re-energize myself by going to cemeteries. I feel at home when I'm at a cemetery. Sounds super weird. The minute that I enter a cemetery, I feel at home. Like, I can give you an experience. For example, one of the weird things that happened to me, and it happened this year in January. My sister's grandfather passed away due to COVID and here in Mexico, and we didn't get to say goodbye to him. So my sister was like, this sucks, we can't see him, because here in Mexico, I don't know if they're doing the same thing in the United States, you cannot see the body after they've died due to being careful, you know, this whole problem with COVID. Yeah,
they were doing that here for like the beginning, and
okay,
now I think it's like, yeah, like they're able to see their bodies.
That's nice.
I think they're incinerating. Yeah, I think they're doing like not incinerating. What is it called?
Yeah, cremating.
Yeah, cremating. Sorry.
No, I forget things too. Trust me. No one's. And my sister was just so devastated. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna do you a favor. And she's like, what are you gonna do? I was like, let's go see Grandpa. And she's like, how are we gonna see Grandpa? I was like, let's go to see where he's being held. And even if we can't see him, I know what I'm doing. And she's like, what? So we went to the funeral home and we paid money. We had to pay money in dollars. And we're like, please let us see your grandfather. Please, just please. And they were like, okay. They let us into the back and we couldn't see him, but he was inside of a cardboard box. It's really sad because he was going to be incinerated. And I told my sister, okay, I'm going to do it now. And she's like, do what? And I close my eyes and I start meditating and I'm like, he's here. And she's like, where? I'm like, my arm is not my arm. It's his arm. And she's like, no, you're lying. But she grabbed my arm and she says, it feels like him.
Oh my gosh.
She starts crying. So my arm goes numb and I'm like, ask whatever question you want, go. So she started asking me these questions to see if it was him. I got all of them accurate, things that I didn't know about. So she started talking to him through me.
Mm-hmm.
And as he started departing, that's when I felt like my arm a little less loose and less numb. And then finally, when he left, my hand was fine. I was like, okay, my hand's back. And my sister crying, she's like, how did you do that? I was like, I don't know. But it happened.
Dang. And
give my sister closure for that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's just like, what the fuck?
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's a great like gift.
You're like a medium type of stuff?
I guess we can say that. Yeah, like a medium. But then it's weird because then, for example, Michelle and I, we were messing around last night and we were on the phone and I was like, why am I... Oh, she likes to play this game with me. So she'll go door dashing.
Okay.
And she'll be like, where do you think the house is that I need to drop this off? And I'll close my eyes and I'll imagine where she is. And I'll be like, it's on your left, these colors. And I'll take it right. And she'll be able to get... So it's very odd. Like, I know I have a really good sense of direction even without being there.
Wow.
It's just different things. It's okay. Very odd.
So wait... So what you're telling me is if I ever get lost, I need to contact you to be like, help me. Help me. Have you guys seen the Cardi B? Help me. Yeah.
You don't call the police. You call Liz.
Yes. Be like, help me. I don't know where I'm at.
Definitely call me. Yes. I don't know what to categorize myself. So that's why I just call myself psychic. But even my mom is like, that's such a low title. And I'm like, no, it's an honorary title. You know?
I was going to ask you that too. So from, you know, I was kind of reading into these things as well since I've been getting really interested, right?
Of course.
I'm preparing myself for this interview and I came across with the thing about how not everyone can be a medium. Everyone can be a psychic, right? But not anyone can be a medium. That is just like a special gift that is for selective people. Is that true?
Sometimes it can be. If you start, it's kind of like, okay, it's kind of like not any horse can run a racetrack. Mm-hmm. But if you train it, it's going to be able to run the racetrack, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a big point. Of course, some people can practice for years and they don't get to that point, but you'll never know if you don't practice. That's what I'm saying. It's a lifestyle. Okay. If you don't practice and if you don't do the things, like, for example, I learned a lot of mistakes. I learned through mistakes because I would always try to jump the gun. Like, I started off doing love spells. Big mistake. Shouldn't have done that. But I started off with love spells.
Right.
Friends, they wanted to be with these guys. And it was just crazy. But I learned through my mistakes not to start off with that. But, for example, I started training with elements, with water, with fire, with air, and stuff like that. Like, you have to baby step this. Because if you try to engulf in one moment, it's going to be really, it's difficult.
So, it can overwhelm you. For example, like, I'm kind of going through my spiritual journey, right? And so I was kind of looking into, like, tarot cards and stuff like that. And I know intuition plays a big part. And, like, right? But especially for, like, beginners, kind of, like, that's what they usually tell you. Like, oh, listen to your intuition and kind of go based off that if you don't really know much about tarot cards and stuff like that, right? Is that, like, a really big part to, like, intuition when it comes to, like, doing these things and connecting to your spirit guides and all that stuff?
Yes, connect to your spirit guides, your intuition, and you're not going to believe it. Your self-esteem.
Okay.
If you not have a good relationship with yourself, you're not going to get far. Witchcraft has made me It has forced me to trust me and to have a better relationship with myself because you need to understand that you're getting into a higher plane of yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing things from above. So you're going to have to understand that you have faults and you're not perfect. And you're going to have to try to see it from an outside point of view, not to be biased, you know, trying not to be biased for your clients. Even if it hurts them, you have to tell them the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
So when you start, you know, when you start doing tarot cards reading and stuff like that, would you practice on yourself first or were you just like able to just like jump right into it and kind of be like, okay, I kind of have a sense and that intuition, you already kind of knew that from the start. Was that easier for you to take that step?
The thing with me though, it was weird. When I was a child, again, it goes back to childhood. It was very weird, but okay, so I'm an empath, and I'm sure that's like a term that a lot of people have heard about.
Right.
And it's very largely popular in TikTok, sadly, because people just, it's like they listen to a fucking dictionary word and they use it up their ass. Not everybody's a goddamn empath. With that, you know what I mean?
Shane Dawson. Yeah. Not an empath. Oh my God.
Seriously.
He's a weirdo. But
yeah.
For example, when I was a child, I would randomly go and hug people. And my sister would be freaked out and she would have to grab me. But people would be like, no, 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 no. Like, that was so sweet of her. And I would ask them, are you okay? And I would make grown-ass adults start crying.
I love that. That's so sweet. It's
something that I felt that they needed that hug, or they needed that protection, or they needed something. Like, one day I was in the office signing something and this woman came in and I looked at her and I said, are you planning to have babies? And she was like, I'm pregnant right now. And I was like, oh, do you think about naming her Emily or Alexandra? She's like, my name is Emily and my best friend name is Alexandra. And I was like, oh shit.
I got chills.
I felt really bad. I was 13 at the time and I told her, I'm so sorry for scaring you, because I have scared people sometimes. And she's like, no, no, no. She's like, what's your name? I'm like, my name's Elizabeth. And I don't know if she did it or not, but she's like, I'm going to name my daughter after you. I was like, oh, no, you don't have to. And I gave her my bracelet. I gave her my evil eye bracelet to her because I felt like she needed it. Something told me that she needed it. So to answer your question, I didn't have my tarot cards then. It's kind of like I practiced once with myself and then I just jumped the gun. I was like, you have to buy them and get them. My first deck of mermaid cards, my first deck is mermaid cards, the Oracle mermaid.
Wow, mermaids.
I actually just bought my first deck, but I'm still kind of like, I don't know if I want to, like, I haven't opened it yet. So I'm just like, it's just there and I'm just waiting for a good time.
Sorry, can I ask a quick question in regards to like what you just said? So do you just sense like these energies from people? Like you said, I know you're an empath, but like, how did you know she was expecting, or did you sense like a motherly vibe from her, or what kind of energies do you usually get from people that tell you like, oh, there's something going on here, or is it just their aura? I don't know.
No, with her, I still haven't gotten into that, which would be really cool. It's kind of like I'm in different places. So for her, someone or me just said she wants to have a baby, or she has the baby. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to ask. Like, you have to really jump. You have to trust yourself. Like, it's dangerous, but you confidence. Have to jump again. So with your confidence, your self-esteem, that's where it comes from. So I was like, I'm going to ask her. But then there's some people where it feels dangerous. Like, I went to a party this January. And I'm not ashamed to say it, but I was in the Kiss of Three. And I started getting visions of these two people. I did not like it. I ended up going to the restroom and throwing up. It was an overload of disgustness. And it's not because
of bad people in the party.
just they weren't bad kids. It wasn't, but it was I felt this one person. I was like, this person wants to hurt me. This person is sociopathic. This person is this, this, and this. He impregnated this girl at this age. Like, I started seeing his life. And then with this other person, I was like, oh my God, this person is a liar. They will push you out of the way in order to get their way. And I just felt a sensory overload where I said, I have to use the restroom. And I threw up. It was too much. Way too much. Like, it's usually on the spot. My dad used to have this too. We look at somebody and we know if we're not going to fuck with them or not. Like, on the spot.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. I need that. Like, I trust too many
happened
people.
To me recently, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? Tell me.
Well, it was this one person, and I just, just for privacy reasons, but
yeah.
I remember the first time I came across this person, right off the bat, Liz, I felt like drained. Like, I just knew, like I got anxious and I was like, why is this happening? Like, usually I don't tend to get anxious much. So I know myself as a person, right? So I was like, there has to be something off. And right away, I feel like once I started to get to know her a little bit more and more, I just knew it. I knew it. I wasn't going to be able to get along with this person. Like, something was off, and it just got darker. And then more than I started to know her, I just, her energy was like really intense, and I just had like a really off feeling. And I just knew that even from like just walking inside the room, like before I even met her, I just felt it very heavy. Does that make sense? Like, I got like goosebumps even like talking to her and things like that. I just knew it from like my gut. Like, I had that feeling.
Those are red flags, and sometimes you try to give people benefit of the doubt and they just end up proving. Like, I should have just, but I try to not use my sixth sense so that way I can have like a normal life. But it's like, no, I live with this. That's what I'm saying. It's a type of lifestyle, like, it's hard to get away from that. Thankfully, I don't have either or person in my life anymore. I kicked them out because they ended up being toxic.
Okay.
But it gets dangerous sometimes because some people latch on to you. and they want to use
for different. So, like, for example, like intuition, right? I know that a lot of people, again, talk about like a lot of intuition connect, kind of gives you like the feeling, right? Is that more connected to like the gut, the heart, the mind? Like, how is it, like, tips for people who are starting this and they want to be more in tune with their intuition? Something that I struggle with, you know, and I know maybe a few people would struggle with that as well. How, what tips would be helpful for those just to be in tune more with intuition or getting to know more of like how that will be able to be like something like a really good tool, right? Because I feel like everyone has intuition.
The way that I did it is that, and I don't recommend this for everybody, it's just throwing yourself out there. Because it's like, when you're afraid, people have told me this before, when you're afraid to do something, that's because there's success behind that door. There usually is success. And you have to trust yourself. So you have to build, first of all, you have to know yourself. If you don't know yourself in the sense of, what do you like, what don't you like? What is it that you look for within yourself? If you were alone on an island, like self-practice of asking yourself reflecting questions, definitely that. Having a journal and journaling down everything, not only your dreams, but journaling the way that you feel towards people and seeing if there's a pattern. So journaling would be my first tip, to journal yourself and journal your experiences. So you start seeing how you're working, because you can't see yourself from outside, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you could see yourself on a paper, then you are seeing yourself from outside, you know?
Yeah, right. That's true. Different perspective. So that is the end of part one. Thank you again, Liz, for interviewing with us. We truly appreciate it. And part two, here is our TikTok moment, which I've been talking about since the beginning of this podcast. But part two will be coming out next week, so please be on the lookout. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, on Spotify, and on iTunes. And while you're on iTunes, make sure to rate us 5 stars and leave your comments below. We want to hear what you guys think. And this genuinely helps our podcast because it makes us more discoverable so more people could find out about us. Make sure to tell all your friends. And if you have any questions or you have any comments, make sure to hit us up on Instagram at Another Spooky Podcast, on Twitter, A Spooky Podcast, or send us a Gmail at aspookypodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to hit up Liz, which I'm sure you guys will because I know we love talking to her, you can find her on Instagram at Nikki the Oracle, or on her other Instagram, The Mind Tells a Story, or on her Twitter at Midsummer Liz. All of her information will be linked down below on our bio, so you guys can go and find her. Make sure to follow her personal and her business page. We'll see you guys next week for part two. Bye!